Hi, I'm Josh.
I'm Austin.
I'm Justin.
Hey guys, have you seen Super Size Me?
This was a
No.
huge wow. You did too,
Really?
Justin?
Okay.
No.
This is incredible because this was a big one, and this was in a time when I was watching a buttload of movies.
Been around for a while. 2003, do
Oh, this
you think
is
it is?
awesome.
2004.
Which means it was filmed around 2002, 2003.
Right.
Not to
So.
give too much away, but my high school years.
Right.
I think that both you kind of know what this movie about, but for the
Yes.
sake of the audio, the one viewer we have, people who haven't seen the movie in our group, this time being Justin and Austin,
Rare.
give a little synopsis of what they think this movie is going to be.
I mean, I already know what the movie is.
Right,
I
it's
have a
a.
feeling I do too, but
Let's give
What
what we would want,
you
what
guys
we
might know
Oh,
is
you know
what
what
do
I
you think they're going to
want.
talk about,
I want
right?
an
What do you
Attack of the
think?
75-foot tall woman. Super Size Me. I have a vendetta. And it's like a grindhouse cinema of her just stomping biker dudes with heels. Yeah.
Why a woman? Not Ronald McDonald?
No, it's female empowerment, Justin. It's the flip on the classic grindhouse take. Instead of exploitation, you turn the tables. And it's fun to watch biker dudes get skewered in stilettos by a 75-foot tall woman. How do I need to draw you a chart? Okay, I'll get on
Sure.
that. I'll commission it from you though on DeviantArt. If you want more dirty, dirty art, join us over on Patreon, which we haven't set up yet. So, what do you want it to
We'll
be,
have it
Justin?
eventually.
Why a woman? What a question. We're gonna make someone real big. Let's make it a baby.
If we were doing McDonald's, I thought Ronald McDonald,
I'm
like a
totally
giant.
separating it from the premise. I get your idea. And strangely enough, both the true story of this movie, which I'm pretty sure I know as well, the facts of it, and your big Ronald McDonald pitch are both Simpsons episodes.
Was your pitch, not my pitch.
You want king size Ronald McDonald though. I just said a
No, I
woman
don't want
looking for
anything king
revenge. What
size.
do you want? What's yours? We're off to a great start here.
Right, so Super Size Me. Definitely still know that it's about McDonald's, right? And
Or that's a fair guess.
it is just like the raunchy, it like waiting, like a raunchy comedy about teenagers working at McDonald's.
So you want to
Just
see Waiting again? I don't want to see that. I saw it once at the Dollar Theater and I hit it and quit it. Done. One and done. You
sure.
know what came on right after? I looked up to make sure this movie's on YouTube. I've seen the poster a million times, so no spoilers there yet. And it showed me the queue of what plays after it. And it's like free
Is it
movies,
the
by the way.
sequel?
No, it wasn't the sequel, which I was kind of hopeful for. I'm now I want to I mean I've always wanted to watch them, but now I have an excuse for the podcast. It was the promotion with Sean William Scott, which is I
Really?
guess oh I clicked on it. I
What'd
didn't
you watch this on? Because
YouTube
it's available on
free on
multiple
YouTube.
platforms.
Yep.
It's also free on Tubi, free on Pluto. It's a message. We're just saying it's a message that everybody needs to see that nobody's listened to.
Yeah,
Probably
I
shared in
assume.
every middle school since it aired forever.
I don't know.
Because for me, I also watched this on YouTube.
Yeah, it was high quality, so I was like,
It
okay.
was Bowling for Columbine was what was like came up next.
Okay, for me, it was an off. It's a raunchy workplace comedy with Sean William Scott called The Promotion. I'd never heard of it, but I started it, and immediately there was a dude no one could understand because he was speaking a foreign language and wanted to know about like the. You remember Teddy Crisps? The little animal crackers that look like teddy bears.
Yeah.
He wanted to know something about them, and they got in a screaming match. And he's like, "Just take them," and he took them, but then he threw them at him as he left. And that was all I could stomach. I don't have a very strong stomach, so I hope this movie doesn't make me queasy in any way.
It's certainly not going to be disgusting.
Justin and I just went to theaters to see Jackass 4, so we're ready for some body horror.
Oh man.
Oh, I don't know if I want to see it. I haven't seen like the show
Josh,
much or
you do
anything.
not need any pretense. It's wonderful.
Oh yeah. It's just them doing
W would
just
Josh
stupid
like
shit,
it?
we were
I
laughing
don't know.
almost the entire time through. Just it was a release to watch something that
For
goofy in
sure.
the theater.
For sure. The whole theater we were with loved it. They
Oh, it was
clapped. They burst out
uproarious.
into applause multiple times, which I was like, okay.
The first time I thought it was a little odd. It's like, all right, we're welcoming back Johnny Knoxville and
Sure. The
yeah.
first time I get it. Like, it's
Jackass
been 20
crew.
years. They haven't released a movie.
Minus Bam
And they're all
Margera.
like, yeah. Like, I get the first one a little bit, because people really
I
loved
think some of
Jackass.
them were just instinctual. Like what they saw on the screen was so outrageous, they were like, "Oh my God," and just started
Yeah.
slapping their knee.
It
It
was pretty outrageous.
was.
I would recommend it. I think Kat like it.
Yeah. She
Cool.
said it was the first one she saw in theaters, and I don't think she hated it. We laughed about
Yeah,
it on the way home.
they really balance out the
Gross out humor with
well,
pranks
no, I was gonna say
is my take.
they try to balance out the scales to the amount of boobs shown on screen to penises shown on screen with just those movies.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I see what you're saying here. We need to dive a little deeper. They try and balance out the sum of all movies ever made that show
Yes.
boobs with the amount of penis they show in Jackass.
Yes,
That's
that's what
what
I
he's
meant.
getting at,
Thank you for
Josh.
parsing it.
Josh, there's a lot of
Okay.
dick.
There's a lot of penis.
I expected some, but maybe not a lot.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It starts, spoilers, with a D Godzilla dick, and it's, ooh, got me. I was hooked from the
Was
moment I
pretty
saw
funny.
I feel like it's the kind of movie where like I would prop like a good third of the skits that they'd ooh, but like maybe not the majority of them.
The reason I even think you might possibly like it, Josh, is because you seem to at least appreciate movies that just 100% go for whatever they're trying to
Yeah, they're
do,
just
and
stupid,
they
dumb shit.
definitely do that.
And practical humor. It is all pratfall, so it's pretty wonderful. And not
There's
it's been a
no
while since the last like ten
Jackass, like
twenty.
yeah.
10 to
Yeah,
20 years, yeah.
it's been 10 years since
Wow.
the last movie, 20 years since the first movie.
That's what it is, yep.
Or no, 20 years since the show started, I think.
Sure. I
Or
can remember
ended, I
going
don't
over
know.
to my friend's house and they snuck in VHS tapes. They were like, "Hey, don't tell anybody 'cause they'll want to borrow these." And like obviously don't tell my mom, duh. But these are like the CKY 3000 tapes and they were old skate videos with those guys in them before Jackass formed. And I was just like, "Oh my God, you can do this." So it was proto internet.
It
So
was kind
it
of
kind of prepared me for when we got on the internet and it was just the
that
Wild
and
West.
America's Funniest Home Videos. It's like the
Okay,
internet before the internet.
that's the family version. That's the G-rated one right
Sure.
there.
Sure.
Jackass prepared me for the internet in a way we all got hit with real hard in those first few years of it
And just like the internet, it was moderated by a guy who definitely went to like the dark parts.
You think the internet's moderated? I got news
Some of
for
it
you, but
is.
yeah, it is. It's sure, it definitely is. I won't fight you on that one. So we're gonna get to it. We're gonna watch Supersize Me. Would you like fries with that, sir? On Have You Seen?
Oh my
am I full after watching that movie.
Full to bursting. I think I'm going to throw up.
So many helpings. Thank you, Josh. We were not wrong about the body horror. This was incredible. Yeah,
it's not quite things that we haven't shown that I'm not allowed to, but...
I want to see this movie, like, Super Size Me Cronenberg.
It almost was, man. I don't know if I want to take it that far, but I agree with you. It didn't get through. The message didn't get through. Maybe we need to push it that far.
We need it.
Still relevant today.
We got baby Cronenberg making really good movies right now. They could do it.
Mm-hmm.
That possessor.
Baby Cronenberg. I just imagine Cronenberg, like Cronenberg's head on a little baby body. Don't know why.
Make it laugh here. Nah, I'm baby Cronenberg. See, I've been in the business 40 years. I took Quato's body from Total Recall. That's the body I'm in now. All right, so this it has a kicking soundtrack. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It starts off with the Queen song. It always gives a movie points for me. Fat Bottom Girls. I didn't see this when it came out. Both of you were saying, and I agree, this movie is older than any of us thought it was.
I would have guessed, like, 2008, 2009.
I was going to say the same thing.
You know, 2004.
Yeah.
I was a freshman in high school.
I was all
in
high fresh school, out. Right? I was a baby adult.
Sophomore.
I was recently graduated. Reason you didn't see this, Justin? Do you remember?
Because I was a little fat kid.
Oh.
And
you were kind of scared to watch this?
I probably didn't even know about it. If I had watched this back then, I would have been like, oh, fuck this guy.
Oh, so this movie was one of those that was like banned in the county you grew up in?
Nah, not banned at all.
Get them on the truck, Rockbuster, and take them back to the city.
Yeah, no, they only banned Harry Potter and Dungeons and Dragons where I grew up.
Oh, so, okay. I was living in Indiana at the time, real heart of the nation, real heart of the fast food nation, which I read during this time. And I think that I was like, I got enough from the book. I don't need to see it in movie form, which then later they
did make. Is this the same guy?
Later they made a movie about fast food nation, but it's very similar. Fast food nation, mm-hmm. The book goes through the history of McDonald's and talks about like the different marketing campaigns they've used throughout the years, and also goes more into like paying off legislation and stuff, which, ooh, it gets dark. It's like, sugar's real good for you.
I mean, they get into this, that, and this
they do,
too,
they
a little
do.
Bit.
But have so you didn't see this. I didn't see it because a lot of people around me were like, no, I don't want to go see that. It's just propaganda against these mega poison corporations.
Right.
The next like song, it goes to the next needle drop is a bunch of kids at like summer camp singing a fast food song that's like Kentucky Fried Chicken, Pizza Hut, McDonald's, and there's like it's like the YMCA. There's different dances.
Did you guys know
it?
That song? I knew that song growing up.
Okay. Yeah. You both knew this growing up?
Yeah, I did.
Did you have to perform it in school? Like, what's the history?
No, I didn't perform it in school. It was like Ring Around the Rosie. Okay. Like, that was one of the ones.
Yeah, people just knew it.
Really?
Like, I don't
know. Yeah,
that's
for sure.
That's strange. Because I hadn't heard of this until a couple of months ago. I was on a YouTube deep dive rabbit hole of obscure foreign videos that came out in 2000 outside the U.S., and I came across like a Swiss band or something. I'll send it to you in the chat. But it's it's a band that's singing this song, and I thought that's where it originated.
Maybe it was. I don't know.
I don't think so. Not if you guys knew it as kids. Like, it was way earlier. But this is like
the
people who did like Barbie Girl. It's a very similar band to that.
Yeah, they probably took it from, I don't know. It was just like one of those things that was kind of just like out there in the zeitgeist, I guess.
I didn't know it was like that, so it felt like a real Orwellian moment when these
like
kids
a cult
doing
thing.
It. Yeah. Oh, so much, oh, so much. And the questions they're asking in the beginning are like, "Is it people's fault, or is it the corporate company's fault. And this is, of fucking course it's the company's fault.
Yeah.
But we'll get into it.
What about personal restraint, though, Austin?
I can walk by those places and do whatever I want. Everybody else would
go into McDonald's and I only have 3 of those cheeseburgers with no Cokes.
The Big Mac enthusiast guy.
Holy shit.
That they talk
Let's,
about.
Okay, yeah, just do it right now. Let's get into him. Don?
Yeah, they interview a couple times, and he, since the Big Mac, like, came out, yes, he's been eating, like, 3 or 4 a day.
He has a whole story behind
life.
It. He's like, I got my first car, rode down to the McDonald's,
he proposes
and got a Big
to his
Mac.
Wife there.
I Holy shit. He has the
holy
linen glasses.
Shit.
The mutton
he is
chops,
still
the
alive.
Cut. Of course, he's a mutant. He's an X-Man. He's a freak of nature.
Only 68.
And his power is being able to process Big Macs and remain healthy.
Oh, he has his own documentary.
Whoa!
Dunhorsky Mac Daddy.
I am so in.
We might need to watch that.
Oh, I'm watching that regardless of if we do it for the show or
Holy
not.
Holy crap.
Wow.
Mind blown.
Yeah.
He also has a book called 22,477.
Dude's gotten in several movies just because he eats fucking McDonald's every day.
He's, like I said, he has a superpower.
Way to market what you can do, I guess.
I guess. So step one. Let's get a baseline on my health. He's going to go and eat McDonald's for a month. So he goes
He's a pretty healthy guy.
Like 4 different doctors, gets blood work up, gets a whole bunch of tests. And they say, yeah, you're in phenomenal health.
He's above average.
Because
his
most girlfriend's
things.
A vegan.
Yeah.
They cook at home every night. He's not. And then they go into the comparing him to the average American, the stats over time. We're not going to get into any like fat shaming on this. The movie delves into it a bit. Too many times.
They definitely do.
It like we've already said, it's of course adult personal responsibility when these habits are like literally brainwashed into you from being a kid. They talk about how you see 10,000 commercials for fast food a year.
Yeah.
They right. interviewed right. those kids and like showed them images of asking
white Jesus.
White Jesus. But they knew Ronald McDonald. They didn't know Wendy though.
One kid
Besides
knew Wendy because his
kid.
Grandma went to Wendy to the chili bar when they had the salad bar back in the day
For
and
sure.
those yellow cups.
Sure.
Yeah. Wendy's had the better training videos. I don't know if any of you have ever gone down
yeah,
this rabbit hole.
I've seen those.
Josh,
They're
have
pretty
you?
Good.
During the
no.
80s and 90s corporations
you should watch
made
the Wendy's
training
videos
for new employees
oh like the, oh yeah rap. Wendy's had some like song ones.
Mm-hmm. A bunch
like,
of
basically
songs.
Yeah. Josh, basically every pop culture reference that's like the trope of a song, like a musical interlude training video is from that, right?
I would agree. Yeah. And recently they've come out so the public can watch them on YouTube. Don't watch like any of the critiques of them. That's not fun. Just go and watch it straight from the source. Strange, yeah. strange trip.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is basically turns into the episode of The Simpsons, King Size Homer, where he wants to gain disability and work from home. He has to make it to 300 pounds. He goes to the doctors. They tell him, all right, you should be fine. They have no idea what they're in for, these doctors. He can't exercise. He can't walk more than, like, 5,000 steps.
It's amazing to me how surprised all of the doctors were.
I think that they knew, like, that he was going to get fucked up, but not, like, nearly as much.
Right.
As
I guess that's the whole thing. Like, everybody's like, yeah, of course you're going to be sick because you eat nothing but McDonald's for a month.
I don't think
the whole thing
was going to get sick even. I thought, oh, your cholesterol's going to go up. You're going to put on a little weight. That's the most of them said at this point.
Right.
Which is daunting by the time you get to the end.
At the end,
I think that they thought a month wasn't going to be that bad, right?
This is like as worse or worse as going on like a drinking binge or doing a bunch of hard drugs.
They're like, it's literally suicidal, but we'll get there. he has to take it supersized if it's offered to him by the people working. That's dark.
Yeah.
Doesn't happen that much, though. They give a total, and it's only like seven
times. Nine times.
Nine times.
Five of them were in Texas. And
I think he was in Texas for about 5 days, is what it seemed like. Mm-hmm.
Right.
This kind of reminded me of that skit from Birthday Boys where they go to all of the chain restaurants.
I love that show. And that skit's hilarious. Yeah, they go to like all the Applebee's across the country. They don't do anything in the city. They just want to check out like them parm sticks.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you do get the regional differences.
Sure.
I ate McDonald's a bit in my childhood and you'd stop.
You never came
traveling.
Here and got a green chili one though.
I have had the green chili one. I was still eating McDonald's when I moved here to New Mexico. So I've tried it. And since, I've had a much better green chili burger.
Sure.
They go a bit into the history, but not too much. I was kind of surprised they didn't go more into the history of, like, McDonald's in specific and in their marketing campaigns and everything. Instead, I can appreciate this. They focus more on the kids. That's really where it is like building healthy habits and shit.
And I think that this did make a difference in that respect, because I remember this came out whenever I was in school, and I remember soda machines being taken out.
Wow. Okay.
And being replaced with fucking Gatorade or whatever.
Sports drink loaded with sugar. But I hear you. There was definitely a response to it, and that's wonderful. There probably needs to be more.
It should definitely be more.
I was really fortunate. I grew up in the Pacific, and we had wonderful school cooks. All the meals were hand prepped. It was all like favorites and even local dishes.
I did not eat school stuff because it was gross.
I did move halfway through my senior year to fucking Georgia, and I got a big old taste of this. Every day they had the same like four meals you could choose from, and then one rotating one, and it was like chicken fingers, hot chicken fingers, some sort of casserole, because there was always a fucking casserole, a soup, and it was just like, oh my god, I can't do this.
You want to know what was the fucking best? What? Having an open lunch campus and having a car.
You lucky so good. Bitch.
So good.
Yeah, open nice. Lunch campus?
Yeah, you could go wherever you want at lunch.
Oh man, I didn't know that.
We had an open lunch campus, but we were in the middle of nowhere, and they did frown upon it if too many people did it. They were like, yeah, just, you know, don't make a big deal out of it.
Not to flash my privilege too much, but I also, at the time, my mom was like vice president of Cattle Barons, which is like a fancy steakhouse in the city. I had my own like card that I could go and charge a certain amount per month to.
A little rich steak boy over here.
Yeah.
I did have one connection. It was somebody I knew through our local church, and she didn't have any kids, but she worked at the Subway, so we could walk to the Subway and get free sandwiches from her. When I was a kid, I kind of liked Subway.
Sure.
Yeah.
I did too. I have very fond memories. It was like a tradition of getting a Subway sandwich with my dad to hand out candy when my mom took my sister trick-or-treating.
Okay.
And me and my dad would stay home and scare the kids.
Josh, do you know why we're bringing up Subway?
Because their old spokesman is featured in this movie.
I
forgot that when I suggested this movie for the list.
Oh my god.
I almost crashed through the back of my fucking couch when he showed up on screen talking to a room full of kids.
Yeah, there were a couple of spine-chilling moments in this movie. This definitely took the cake. That scene where he's talking to the girl was, first of all, disturbing in multiple levels, because him talking with the girl.
Since then, he has been.
But then just hearing her. And then just hearing her talk about, like, it's hard hearing, like, this guy say, oh, yeah, you know, it worked for me. Just eat Subway every day.
He's only gonna. This piece of shit's only gonna rot in prison until about 2029.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
And then he's gonna go right back to working at Subway.
Oh yeah, sure. Oh, by then we'll be hiring villains to play villains, so they'll just
Yeah,
hire him as the
yeah,
heel in their commercial, like
yeah.
Soggy Bun Man. Oh no, he's back, and he's here to make our buns soggy.
Soggy. Their buns can't get soggy because it's 80% sugar.
That's why they can't serve them in fucking Ireland, because they can't consider it bread sandwich. They have to
Yeah,
consider it
it's.
a treat, like cake or a candy.
Yeah, they have to list it as like cake in Ireland instead of bread.
So they come across a really interesting dude. I call him Squeaky Voice Hat Man in Glasses. And they're interviewing a bunch of people on the street about fast food, and most people are just like, "Oh yeah, I eat it all the time, but I know I shouldn't." And this guy's like, "Yeah, fuck the lawyers, man. I'm gonna do whatever I want. Everybody should do whatever they want, and if they don't, they're stupid. Like, I'm not stupid.
Yeah,
I can
I
walk
don't know what a
twice."
calorie is. I just eat when I get hungry.
Yeah, and if anybody has a problem with it, that's probably their own problem, man. Yeah, no, I don't have any friends, and I live alone. Why? Huh, are you gonna call me an asshole too, like everybody else does?
He didn't have any friends until January 6th of this year.
Oh.
But then he met some people.
Yeah, if he's still alive from eating all the McDonald's that he eats when he wants
Yeah.
to. I
True.
saw that graveyard at the end. That was everybody they talked to in this movie.
Yeah, right. Oh my God. Just hearing some of those people talking about how much they go, like how much they eat fast food. Just some of these interviews. The dude who drank the soda, he called it soda water.
Yeah, he
Soda
considers that
water.
sustenance, like basic need, food, shelter, soda water.
The interview with one of the Baskin-Robbins brothers, that was
Oh,
pretty scary.
that was
Oh
spine
man,
yeah.
I lost
chilling.
extended family because they ate too much ice cream at the
It's a dark world, and also
Oh.
they killed off Ben from Ben and Jerry's. No, he got a
Yeah.
quadruple fucking bypass at age 49.
Yeah. And then his dad's just like, no, that's not our fault. We can't. Shut
It's
up!
okay.
Shut
He,
up!
I
What
took
was the
this line.
quote?
I
It's like
took
his
it.
heart
Here.
stopped ticking.
His ticker just got tired and stopped
Tired
working.
stopped. Yeah.
I took that because right before they'd shown an ice cream cone shaped pool that was pretty fun looking.
Hey,
So they show some lawyers that are
if your
ice
last
cream
name,
baron.
if you're an ice cream baron, you should definitely have an
Who are
ice
you going
cream
to go
cone
as?
shaped pool.
Baskin or Robbins?
I would rather be Ben or Jerry
Well, I'm saying,
than
okay, yeah.
Baskin Robbins.
Baskin Robbins only got 32 flavors. Ben and Jerry's got all the celebrity endorsements. Okay. All right, yeah. Go to that ice cream cone pool. Swim a couple laps, yeah.
Yeah.
So they talked to
Yes.
some
Please
lawyers.
use your pool. That's the other thing that this movie harps on, is the like lack of exercise that people get.
Yeah, that was a big thing during this time where when I where I was living. Everybody was just like, ah, my doctor keeps telling me I have to exercise, but I don't know what to do. And I was just like, I know if you don't have, obviously you had no training in school because they show that PE down to like one day a week, eliminating recess. I said I was
That
really
was
fortunate.
surprising to me.
We had recess.
I feel like I remember having PE more than once a week.
Maybe it
I
was
know it's
just
going to
that
be different.
shocking.
I maybe it's going to be vastly different for everybody based on where you went to school. But Josh, did we have PE more than once a week?
I remember PE twice a week, but it was only required for one semester out of
Oh,
four.
okay. So that's how they broke it up.
Yeah, you only had to, maybe it was two. I remember old PE, like my freshman and sophomore year. I don't, we're doing it junior and senior year.
I definitely remember it in junior high.
We had PE all the way up through high school until, like I said, until I moved. And there was no PE requirement. I was like, oh, that's
Yeah.
kind of weird. But then I looked outside and I got it. And I don't think, yeah, the school
Yeah,
did.
you're like, no one wants to be outside.
The school had a gym, but it was reserved for assemblies only.
Sports ball games.
So there's a couple of lawyers they talk to that are suing the fast food industry. And they don't come across very successfully in this movie. Just have to say, the first one has a blue and white screen computer from the goddamn 70s. I don't think he's won a case since then.
No.
And another one is just like, They ask him, why are you doing this? Why are you suing the fast food companies? And he's just really smirking and like, you want me to lie? You want me to say something honorable? It's for the fucking money, the paycheck, the sweet moolah, the
Yeah.
clams.
Of course it is.
One of the lawyers had a really good point about these being the only play places and playgrounds in some neighborhoods. Like the city lost funding or whatever, so there's no public playgrounds. So they gotta go to
That was
McDonald's.
one of the things that I'll just be honest. I was a McDonald's kid.
Oh, yeah?
I loved McDonald's growing up. I loved the chicken nuggets. I ate them all the time. I would get the 20-piece chicken nuggets and eat them all by
Damn.
myself.
I've never done a 20. I've done a 10. But
And
they're
I
good.
remember
They
going
were. They
and
were good.
playing in their playpen. They would have those awesome, at ours, they had like this awesome Nintendo 64 section where there was like
Oh.
four different TVs with four different Nintendo 64 games going on. You play like Donkey Kong 64.
Oh,
Fucking
man. Yeah, you could
sweet.
play like Pokemon Snap and print out pictures.
Oh, that would
Yeah.
get me. Pokemon Snap is the only Pokemon game I've ever been into.
It's a good
It's
one.
the only one I know anything about.
Have you played the new one?
No, I don't have the Switch.
Yeah. Me either.
Someday. Have to ask Aziz, fan, friend of the show, former episode The Mask. I know he's a real Nintendo kid still.
Yeah, we got two Switches in my house, but I don't really mess with either of them because they're always playing on them because they're
Yeah.
so fun.
Yeah, sure. Okay, endorsement for Nintendo. I love a play place. A McDonald's play place is pretty good. Sometimes they have like the tunnels that you crawl through going up and then slides down, of course, ball pits and shit.
It was the
I
shit. It was
grew up
awesome.
with a mall though that had like a Discovery Zone. Did you guys ever have those?
We had stuff like that, but it was like expensive as fuck.
Okay. It wasn't that. It was, I think where I lived, it was.
Like a kid zone or
Sure.
something
So
like
the ones
that.
I grew up with weren't really franchised, and they were really competing with McDonald's. So they went cheaper than them for a while. And it was a real good time because it was like, oh, where you want your birthday party? And they'd be like, nudge, nudge, you want to go to this place with a huge playground? Or for a while the mall had one in it in the arcade, and it was fucking massive. Just huge. Good
Yeah.
times as a kid. I think now being larger, it might give me claustrophobia, but I would give it a try if you boys want to rent out like a Discovery Zone for a weekend. I know you can do overnight parties in them, chase each other with laser tag guns
Sure.
or something.
Sure. We used to have a go-kart slash laser tag place that would be like where everyone had their birthday parties in Roswell when I was a kid.
I know we have one of those here in town.
Hinkle.
Yeah. Still got go-karts and
This wasn't as big as Hinkle, but it was like, along the same vein.
Yeah.
Just in a smaller town. And of course, alien themed because it was in fucking Roswell, New Mexico.
Ooh, that sounds fun. I want to go to that. I want to get abducted by the play place. So he immediately starts eating McDonald's. He starts breakfast one day, sausage McMuffin, egg McMuffin, hash
What are the
browns, all the
rules?
stuff.
There were more rules to this than I remember than I would have thought.
What I
He has
get?
to order
Yeah.
every item at least once.
Yeah, that was one I didn't expect.
Three meals a day.
3 meals a day. He couldn't eat anything besides McDonald's.
Yes, it
And
had
if
to
they
be his
asked him
entire
to
diet.
supersize it, he had to.
He could only get drinks that McDonald's, like that you had to pay for, which means he couldn't get water.
No, he could get water. He just had to get the bottled water.
Oh, okay, yeah. I remember him saying something like they don't sell water.
No,
So.
they specifically said that he could still buy water.
Okay.
I remember, and they like showed the plastic bottles that had the McDonald's logo on them. He ordered like,
He went
despite
for
all
it.
those rules. He ordered, yeah, he went right. He
He
was ordering
went
like
for
double
it.
quarter pounders all time and
He's
like
like, this
large
is the biggest thing on the menu, the fattiest thing. He's like,
sizes back then like kind of bigger now.
Are
I don't
they?
know. I don't know.
Those fries and drinks look way bigger than the ones that McDonald's has now.
I think you're right.
I guess.
I think they knocked it down a little bit.
I haven't been to a McDonald's in 3 years, so I have no idea.
If you,
I have been recently enough that I feel like I can say that I'm pretty sure things are small.
I wonder if you went and told them, I want the biggest ones you have. If they like went into the basement and pulled out like the crates from the 2000s McDonald's supersize menu. Dust them off.
They did make a point where they were talking to like the people in the street. There's like the French lady who was saying that like the small in America is bigger than the large in France.
And he's like, do you eat it? And she's like, no, it's fucking gross here. It tastes disgusting. It tastes like super processed, and it is. They talk about, I love a good gory cartoon, and we get one for the nuggets.
Yeah.
I thought that was going to be our only Ren and Stimpy-esque, maybe itchy and scratchy kind of cartoon, but they go for it a couple of times.
The same lady's like, oh, hey, there shouldn't be any regulations on these things, though. These lawsuits that are trying to make them be healthier, stupid.
I don't think they understand the scope of how insidious these like companies are until they do talk about it in the movie, how they spend $200 billion a year just on mass advertisement. While the government spending budget for like healthy food alternatives is
at like $5 million or $2 million or something.
That was back then. Like who knows what it is now.
Yeah.
Like a fraction of a percent of what they get in
and kids are susceptible. That's marketing. How people are made. We like the shiny things, and they know that. They've done the research how to like literally hypnotize an entire population.
I'm gonna be honest. Whenever I was a kid, before I realized how evil it was, I was like, "Huh, that's interesting. It seems like." These people who make commercials, like, boil down to a science how to get people to buy products. That's cool. It's not cool.
I mean...
It's evil.
Yeah, it's pretty evil. If your main end goal is money and profit, and you're selling something people need to sustain life, yeah, pretty evil.
It's pretty evil. I thought for a while, I was like, I kind of want to do that. Maybe I can make commercials.
There's nothing wrong with that as an
Very
artist.
Very quickly.
I feel the same way. Like, you see commercials that are really well done, and you're like, wow, somebody made that. It's pretty cool. It makes me want to buy something. And then, there's a big
like,
old dark
movies,
side to that.
Yeah, movies are always, like, super impressive and stuff like that. But commercials, to me, have always been kind of, like, interesting because you know you have to deliver so much in seconds.
Yeah.
And they've got it down to a fucking science on how to perfectly infiltrate your brain and stay there.
And it's just getting worse because AI and shit. Like, look at all the
it's
people.
It's fascinating and
NFTs.
Terrifying.
It just shows up on their board and their fucking timeline, and they're like, "Oh, this is how to make money. Let's do it." And it's like, "Oh no, duped again." So. He's going around school to school as he's doing this experiment, talking to different kids, talking to different, like, workers. And he's right, but these poor lunch ladies, they're just doing their jobs. And every single one, he's just like, do you think this is fucking right? Look at this. Look at this shit you're serving.
Yeah, he was kind of grilled
and, like,
pretty hard.
Shoving these mashed potatoes up their noses and holding
he's
them
just
down
like,
and making them drink gravy and just like, is this healthy? Is this healthy?
It's like,
he's
really? Like, you're only cooking two meals? Everything?
Yeah.
All
he's like,
this
you're
is
only cooking, you're cooking six meals a month, huh?
Out of 36.
Huh?
That's
six
pretty disgusting.
Meals.
This is your decision, lunch lady who just works here.
I won. That had to be a higher up. He had, like, I don't know.
It was just a lunch lady, man.
Poor lunch lady, yeah. She's doing the best she can.
Well, like, you can tell the tone in their voice. Just like, yeah, like, that's what we do.
It'd be like him going to McDonald's and yelling at the people behind the counter for this shit.
He tries, though. He calls their corporate office, like, 25 times.
That's different. The corporate office call is
That's
totally
different.
different from going behind the counter and like
I'm
have
talking
someone
about
work in
like,
front oh, you mean like
of you. Yeah.
actually do, yeah,
Like if he
right.
went to McDonald's and was like, I need to talk to you.
Yeah.
He was very cordial.
This is
I'll give
your
him this.
fault, employee.
He was really nice to most of the fast food employees. He was just like,
Yes.
how often does this happen? And then they would laugh about it and like it was a little tongue in cheek, but it wasn't. He was really tough on the lunch ladies,
He was.
man. So the bad kid school has the best food, we find out. They're getting locally
Yeah.
sourced ingredients, low sugar and fat, a lot of fresh veggies, and taking the soda machines out, putting water machines in, and these were like kids who were acting out in school and shit, and now they're just like, oh, we feel good because we're eating right. And it works.
Bouncing off the walls from sugar highs.
And caffeine, oh my God. That is such a stimulant. Like, don't get me wrong, I love a strong coffee. But giving it to a kid who's trapped in a fucking building all day long and forced to solve problems.
It's insane. It's evil.
That's some
It
MK
seems
Ultra
like
shit.
evil tor it seems like
Yeah.
evil torture.
It does, doesn't it? And then you get addicted to it. And you're like, oh, I can't make it through fucking social studies without my Mountain Dew buzz
Yeah.
because I have to learn about this shit from a book my teacher doesn't even care about.
Yeah, but I better make sure to drink this entire Pepsi or else I'll get my headaches and shakes and I won't be
Yup.
able to do my fucking trigonometry.
The headaches are the worst. And then I have to get home and do how many more hours of homework per class, whatever that bullshit rule is. Like, however many classes of homework you have, you should be doing a half hour of homework at home that night.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, but I got to school at 7 a.m. I drank sugar. I drank caffeine. I ate fatty fried food that was like reconstituted old army surplus bullshit. I got yelled at for the t-shirt I wore, and now I gotta come home and do this shit. I am off like a sugar crash. It's
The
tough.
end of the world because I didn't bring a fucking belt.
You get in trouble for not wearing a belt?
Yeah, because it was part of the uniform.
You had to wear school uniforms?
Yeah?
Oh, I avoided
In
that.
middle school. In middle school, not in high school.
Every school I had younger siblings, and I think I talked about this before on the podcast, but every school I aged out of instituted uniforms the year after, and I felt
Yeah,
like
I remember.
there was like a tide chasing me of like things changing, and I couldn't wear baggy fucking jeans if it caught up in skater shoes, but it didn't. I lucked out. I like surfed the
Just you
wave.
wait, Austin. Just you wait.
Oh, you think society's gonna be able to tell me what I can and can't wear? I rave like media and video games based on the fashion in them. That shit ain't happening. We're starting a revolution because they told me I can't wear my drip? No, not happening. We're going back to the 80s. You must wear brown. Brown coats, everyone.
It's brown everywhere.
Everywhere. Fur. Okay, it is brown fur. Fucking fashion police show back up.
I loved that his girlfriend hated this,
Oh,
rightfully so.
100%. And she
But
burned him like a fucking
yes,
match.
talking about his dick not working.
I mean, we still do it, but it's like bad. And he gets winded, and I have to stay on top, and it like
Yeah.
takes a long time, and I really have to get it going. Just like bap 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 bap
And he
bap bap bap
smells
bap bap bap
really
bap bap
bad.
bap. Is it there yet? God, you smell like a quarter pounder with cheese.
Yeah.
The last meal she makes him
Oh,
is
you're
so sweet.
sweating fry grease.
There's like a vegetable tort and a quinoa salad and like roasted veggies and another salad. That last meal, I was like, oh shit, this is really making me hungry. Even, I mean, the burgers obviously are making me hungry. Burgers are phenomenal. No matter who you are, you can get a vegan burger. This was really depressing how for-profit prisons and for-profit school lunches are owned by the same companies. That's that school-to-prison pipeline that makes us all corporate
Isn't
slaves.
that good?
You could
Isn't that great?
work time off if you worked at the McDonald's inside the prison. Ronald McDonald will set you free.
I see.
Yeah, just,
He's
oh.
the savior.
Just terrible, terrible shit.
He's more recognizable than Jesus Christ.
So this one
They
school's
also
really
they did the
sick.
same thing. They
This
did the same thing where they tried to get adults to say the Pledge of Allegiance and they couldn't,
they
but
couldn't.
they knew the fucking song to the Big Mac,
Yeah.
whatever the fuck that was. I've
Okay.
never got that.
You never did the Big Mac thing? That's more of a boomer thing, 'cause they like pumped it
Sure.
into commercials. My family did it, but also my family did a thing that they would just sometimes sing jingles or like commercial songs because they were like quick songs that everybody knew, I guess.
Sure, everybody could feel involved.
Yeah, I can't. Oh, it makes me long for a day where, folk songs were actually a thing and like. I feel like chicken tonight, like chicken tonight, wasn't something you would sing around the table as a family without any pretense of irony. Just like that was on a commercial, and we're doing that, and that product is on our counter, and we're that TV family. Just waiting for the fucking fake happiness to break, like a wave crashing over you. The school scenes are rough, because when they filmed this, that would have been like my junior senior year in high school. Your
Oh,
guys'
we
early
also,
years.
yeah.
The
I was just
fashion's
gonna say.
bad, the haircuts are bad, the acting is bad, it's terrible by these stupid, stupid students.
I was just gonna say we missed a rule that he had.
Oh, what's that?
The only exercise he could do for 30 days was 5,000 steps a day.
Yeah, he can't do over half a mile. And that's almost impossible in New York. He had to take taxis everywhere. One thing, okay, one thing that this was like blew my mind on, 2003, food delivery. This McDonald's delivers for free. Did anybody else catch that?
Yeah, that's one of the things that I was like, wait, what year is this taking place
That's monumental. Like,
Because he was in New York, right? It must deliver to like the 20 blocks around or
that
something,
is
because there must be
so.
McDonald's like everywhere
Well,
there.
there is.
Like
We find out
McDonald's
there's
just
85.
employs a delivery guy.
We find out there's 85 McDonald's in Manhattan Borough alone. And that was 2003 numbers. They may have gone up, they may have stabilized. That's hardcore for an island that's like 13 miles long, 2 miles wide.
Yeah, that's a
He
lot of
passed
McDonald's.
three on his way to work. Okay,
Those
quick.
golden
Are,
arches are
ooh,
spanning all
ooh.
of that
I
island.
have a quick exercise, guys. Are you ready? A quick brain exercise. We'll do our push-ups later. How many McDonald's do you pass on the way to work?
One.
One?
If I were to walk to the office, none.
No way. No McDonald's?
I walk by a Carl's Jr. and an Arby's, and that's it.
Okay. I walk by one.
I live 5 minutes away from work driving.
Yeah.
I only drive by one McDonald's, but lots of different fast food places. Burger King,
I kind of
Taco
think more have
Bell.
taken over. Yeah, 'cause I also live very close to work. That was a choice I made after the lockdown and pandemic and everything, just to get to work easier. No, but yeah, drive past a McDonald's, a Wendy's,
One street. I literally take one street
yeah.
from, like, I turn off of my street onto this main street, go to work, and it's on the side there. And I probably pass almost maybe eight or nine fast food restaurants,
Okay.
which is insane.
Oh yeah. Because this focused in on McDonald's, this movie, but
For sure.
every single one of them.
It was an indictment on the
the big chain
entire
one.
food industry. Yeah.
Exactly. Any of them that are competing for quality, or prices over quality, I should say, are just as guilty as McDonald's
Yeah,
here.
your Burger Kings, your Taco Bells, your KFCs, your Carl's Jr., all that shit.
Anything in that song in the beginning?
Yeah.
Pizza, okay.
Kentucky Fried Chicken, a
He's
Pizza
having this
Hut,
argument with his girlfriend, and
McDonald's,
she's just like,
McDonald's.
ham is like heroin.
Yeah,
And I'm kind of like, yeah, okay, I get it. Nope, but and then this other doctor came on, and this is something I hear a lot because I have a lot of friends who are vegan and vegetarian, and this isn't so much a thing anymore, but from this time to like 2008, I was hearing this a lot, that cheese contains a molecule that's very similar to heroin, and you get like addicted to it in the same way.
it gives you a dopamine release.
But I'm like, I
So does
also
every food.
have friends who are on heroin. Because I was a creative writing minor with a studio arts major. As you can imagine, there were some experimenters. They were making wonderful media, such as poems, short stories, novels in some cases, full-on paintings. Everybody eats cheese. There's a difference. No, I'm just joking.
There is.
There's
It's a bit,
definitely a
it's
difference.
definitely conflating things. I get
Yeah.
what they're trying to do, but like
It
saying
kind
it
of
like
muddles the
that,
pool when you're like,
yeah.
cheese is as bad as heroin, and people are like, fuck, you're crazy. Like,
Yes.
yeah. That's something that has thankfully kind of died out, I've noticed. They don't come as hard because they realized, oh, maybe we're coming on a little hard. But this movie comes on hard, and rightfully so. So who am I to talk? Let's see. Yeah, he starts getting addicted by day like 9 to 13, I'd say, is when it really starts to hit him hard. He
He gets
starts,
like headaches and stuff when he's not eating the food. Right.
that took me back to being a kid. We grew up in a really nice place, but my family really went for the processed frozen foods all the time, and I had terrible headaches growing up.
Same here. Same here.
And as
You've
soon as
seen my family's kitchen.
No, I have. I'm joking. I've seen your family's storeroom of frozen food.
Yeah.
It's the same. When I was growing up, you'd look in the cupboards and the fridge, and there'd be not a fresh thing in there, but there'd be cans of like Franco-American spaghetti. Or this is a travesty. We grew up on an island, and we would have bags of like frozen fish from Sam's Club in the freezer, and it
Oh,
just.
yeah, man. That'd be like if you went to Colorado to get your green chili here.
It was blasphemous. It was 100% blasphemous. And I had terrible headaches all the time growing up. And my parents' solution was like, hey, take some Tylenol.
Yeah.
And you know what
Put
Tylenol's
some
made out
more
of?
stuff in here. Put some more stuff in your system that's gonna fuck you up. Yeah.
You know what Tylenol's made of? I looked this up recently. Like, not to go off on like a whole thing here, but it's kind of the point of the movie, so I'm doing it. Tylenol comes from like crude tar, the shit they take out of the ground and extract from gasoline. The acetaminophen in it.
Yummy.
There was also a study recently that shit is not only bad for your liver, but also makes you act in a way you normally wouldn't and take like risks and chances. It's a
Huh.
stimulant. So giving that to a teenager is not the best idea.
Where did the doctor? I love
Dude, the
all
doctors in this
basically
are amazing.
all the doctors in this are just like, dude, stop fucking doing this.
But
I like
they.
the older guy with all the facial. It's like, what did you think was going to happen? This is fucking
My.
terrible. Like, yeah, yes, this is awful. Like,
Yes.
stop.
My favorite is, yes, the basic doctor, physician. Like
Yeah.
all the rest of them have like jobs. There's the blonde woman, the dark-haired woman, and they have like specialties, but this guy's like a basic practitioner. And I kind of thought he was going to play the role of Dr. Nick from the Simpsons episode where, you don't get a legitimate source, so you go to him and he's like, rub it on paper, and if it makes it clear, you can eat it because it's so
No, he was
greasy.
like He was like the first one that was like, yeah, of course this is fucking killing you. Look at what you're doing.
Like every other time they go back to just like, you need to stop right now.
And then, he was like,
oh, I'm going to keep going for the last week. The guy like tears his
hair. To a soft fade of him in the drive-thru or like
time.
Putting a burger to his mouth sitting alone in his room.
I like the
those house shots were really sad.
Those
like half dressed, like laying in bed,
and then the belly slowly protruding more and more. Yeah, time for my nighttime ritual of eating fast food. Lazy.
He never really got like all that fat. Like he did gain obviously he gained a bunch of weight. The numbers don't lie, but like his belly really never got that big.
By the end, he was sitting in bed eating, and his shirt was pulled up, and his belly was hanging out and greasy. Like, and obviously, he didn't get obese in this short time. But
sure.
That's the thing. It like anything, if you're going...
Was his original plan to go a year?
No.
Because there were doctors who were saying...
No way. Joking about it. No way.
Okay.
I was
doctor was saying that he shouldn't eat any fast food for a year. That's what he was saying at the end.
I was kind of upset with him that he continued after the point where the doctors were like, no, you need to fucking stop. These are signs of serious like cardiac trouble.
He's like, if you were an alcoholic, I would say if you keep drinking, you're going to die.
Yeah, and I'm like, okay, you've proved your point. Like, you don't need to set an arbitrary amount of time, like a month. What's that?
He was committed.
He was committed, which overly committed, if you ask me.
Yeah, but I think he took it a little too far. There's so many cartoons at this point. I love it. There's little illustrations talking about every like factoid that comes up. The yogurt with granola has more fucking calories in it than a hot fudge caramel and strawberry sundae.
Right.
There's only 5 items on the menu that don't contain sugar, and one of them is black coffee and the other is fries. I was surprised that the hash browns didn't contain any sugar, to be honest.
Right.
Yeah, I guess, and just
the
salt.
The sausage doesn't have any sugar.
That really surprised me. How does the sausage not have sugar? You think it's flavored with like artificial maple or some shit? I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, you would think so.
McDonald's categorizes their fucking like consumers by different rankings of heavy users and super heavy
users. And heavy, super heavy users. That's, oh boy.
Did you catch this stat that 25% of their business comes from super heavy users?
Yep.
Being people that eat McDonald's more than 3 times a week.
Insane.
Often more than once a day.
Insane. That's, and you can't blame people because of how readily available and cheap it is.
And they've created food deserts where people can't get fresh produce even if they wanted to.
Right.
Yeah. I hate that they punch down in this movie and they're like, we just need
that's
to
the
get
thing
people
that's
to
the
do
thing
it.
That doesn't hold up on this movie.
It's very early 2000s. It's very like we're individualist. We're Americans. We just had 9/11, so we have to be like the toughest shit on earth.
Mm-hmm.
And like Americans are adults who can make rational decisions, and that theory quickly fell apart. If you look back at history,
yeah, it felt like it quickly fell apart as this movie was going.
Yeah, sort of like an idea they feed you, like Josh. We gotta do WALL-E. It's on my next list because I can't talk about WALL-E until we do WALL-E.
I know. I'm aware a bit
I'm
about
still
WALL-E.
Not
I know
doing
why you're
it.
Talking about it.
Plug your ears, like, sir. I'm gonna mute.
Yes, please. Please put WALL-E because I really want to see WALL-E.
You need to watch it. It's fantastic.
It's one of the big ones. Like,
ties into this movie somehow.
A lot. Yeah.
A lot.
Sure.
Also, to date this movie, one nutritionist they're talking to, they call up a bunch of random nutritionists, and they're like, how many times a week, sir, would you, Justin, recommend eating fast food?
5 times a week.
All right, Josh, how many times a week would you recommend eating fast food?
I think one of them says, like, once a month or something.
That's basically what they all say. Never to the slimmest amount you can think of.
One I think
of
one,
them,
like once a month.
One lady
them.
Said.
Oh,
one lady
this
said,
is what I'm getting at. This one lady dates this movie so well. Go for it.
She said something along the lines of like, if a bomb drops, and you can't get any other food, that should be the only time you eat this food.
Did you catch what kind of bomb, though? Because that's what I'm getting
at.
It dates it to 2002 so fucking precisely. It's an anthrax bomb.
Oh, yeah, it was an anthrax bomb.
That was on everyone's mind after 9/11. They thought everyone was going to get mailed envelopes full of anthrax.
I remember the envelopes full of anthrax.
Yeah, yeah. It's a
Thankfully,
white powder.
I never got my letter.
Watch out for white powders that come in the mail. Oh, this movie goes there. We get a finger in the butt first thing. We get some vomit out the window. They show.
Yeah, there's
yeah,
a finger.
Like 6 days
there's
in,
a finger going. There's a finger going in a butt right at the beginning of the movie. I was like, wait a second, are we watching Jackass
again? the vomit, Josh. I believe the vomit is the second or third day.
Yeah.
It was surprisingly.
It was
early.
Very fast.
But
he orders like
early.
A super size double quarter. Your meal, and like halfway through, he just blows the whole thing.
Yeah, he's like, he eats like a quarter of it, and he's like, this is like a workout. Ooh.
How do people eat all this?
The director's fucking Lars von Trier, and he comes out, you signed the contract, that means if it's on the ground, you still have to eat it, Mr. Fisher.
I think his girlfriend was filming this scene too. Ooh, and she's just sitting there with the camera watching him throw up.
Yeah, she's not.
Because she asked if he's okay afterwards.
She's in glee. She's just like, this motherfucker. He's 2 days in and 6 meals, and this is. Oh, this is rough. This is really rough. He's drinking so much soda. He talks about like the different sizes over the years.
What did he say at the end that he had like 30 pounds
30
of sugar?
Pounds, a pound a day of sugar.
A pound a day of sugar.
That is
what?
So fucking deadly. And that's something that's recently come out since this movie's come out is like how much the sugar industry paid to keep the government on their side and be like, no, no, saturated fat's the bad one. Sugar's not a problem at all, and all this diabetes must be caused by vaccines and insulin. And
we need to figure out how to energize people's tickers.
You know, what if we could give people these drugs, but we didn't call them drugs and we made them legal? And they made people, like, peppier in the morning so they could get to work faster. And then, like, we gave it to them during the day in different, like different dosages. Like, we gave them one in the morning and we gave them a
because
different
if we
one
don't give,
in the
if we
afternoon.
Don't,
and
we
just kept
to do
them working.
That.
Yeah.
We have to do that because otherwise they crash.
Okay.
But, right?
Okay. So we have to break it down. There's a bunch of them. We can give them sugar and like caffeine in their
coffee
and breakfast
in the morning.
Yeah.
Yes,
and
coffee
sugary
in the
pancakes
morning.
Like the sugariest shit you've ever
or
seen
or cereal breakfast cereal.
Okay, so every other nation is going to be like, why are you eating a lavish dessert for breakfast? That's what they're going to say about this. Okay then they get to work, steady coffee throughout the day.
Yes
and
or just mainline soda.
You know what'll help with that? Because coffee and soda, they give you the jitters. Every so often, we let them go outside, and we're like, yeah, take a break, but take this fucking nicotine with you. Because that'll give you another boost. It's a buzz, so after a while, you'll think it's like mellowing you out. But that's just the addiction
settling.
Yeah,
it's like
in.
A softer buzz.
And then you'll be like, oh, coffee and cigarettes go really fucking well together, and I can type forever.
Mm-hmm.
And then
once they start mixing them, we really got them.
And then meth came along in the 80s in the form of diet pills, and we were lost. Yeah. Oh, my. This is...
There's another thing I kind of wanted to talk about. They talked about gastric bypass surgery in this movie.
Oh, so I was talking about
showed
this movie.
A gastric bypass.
That's what I was getting at. This movie goes there. Finger in the butt, vomit, and the trifecta, rule of three, they show a surgery.
Mm-hmm. So, not to get too personal, but I know someone who had gastric bypass surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And I would go so far as to say that it ruined their life.
Really?
Yes.
I am familiar with this, but I mean, keep it anonymous, but would you like to expand on that? Like, what? How did it ruin their life? This is a surgery where you bind the stomach and you make it as small as an apple so that person can only imbibe certain amounts of
food.
Yeah.
A very extreme way to enforce portion control.
Okay.
Right?
Uh-huh.
That's the idea.
I've heard a lot of propaganda that this is so successful and wonderful. The guy from Blues Traveler did it. And
oh yeah.
Yeah.
It was all the rage back then, man. And this is whenever that person got it. And yeah. It didn't really ever help them lose weight. Hardly at all. They did drop a little bit. The main thing that affected them is alcohol no longer it barely got processed through their bodily systems and almost went straight to their blood.
Okay, so they were able to get drunk at a much quicker rate.
Much, much quicker rate than they were ever at before. Like, they could drink, you know, one or two beers and be fine before. Now, halfway through a beer, they're sloshed.
And this created certain addiction problems.
Yes.
I'm so sorry to hear that. And I'm sorry to that person. It's not your fault. This movie...
Not to mention, like, the pain management that they were given involved lots of opiates. And...
Oh, at this time, opioids, that's another thing. We're flooding the country. And still are. It's still a huge epidemic.
Basically, just like what you were saying. Like, being fed, like, oh, okay, you gotta have your big sugary breakfast. You gotta have your sodas. You gotta have your big try to be healthy and have your big
breaks.
Salad that has 5,000 calories in it.
And your steak dinner, a big logie steak dinner.
Yeah, you know,
the TV. But you know, opioids then, slipped into that world perfectly because you press your body so hard with all those stimulants, and you get home and you're like, God damn, a soak in the bath isn't cutting it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I need? That relaxed feeling that I got after surgery.
Yep.
That'll
help.
That feeling where I really sink into the bed and I really get immersed in what I'm watching. Oh, I wrote down, thank goodness for healthcare workers, doctors, surgeons, nurses, first responders, etc. Everyone who works in that field, especially during this time. Surgery does not make for good, entertaining film.
No, I guess I'm more... more in line with how I was raised, I'd rather not see and think about it. Just let it happen.
I got all my surgeries out of the way when I was born, so thankfully.
Nice.
So Josh, maybe he's got a beautiful voice.
If you want to hear Josh sing, join the Patreon we are imagining right now.
the last time I sang publicly was probably in my junior high English class.
So you're
saying forced to sing Happy Birthday?
No, it was an assignment. I forget what the assignment was, but it was one of those weird assignments where you had a bunch of options, right? And some options weren't write a paper.
Nice.
And one of the options was like, you can sing. I, for reason, so I sang some anime song. For probably horribly embarrassed myself. Thankfully, I don't remember anyone's reactions.
Better than a paper, but a song. That's a risky gamble performing in class.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I kind of just closed my eyes and 3 minutes flew by and then I sat down. So, I don't know.
Sounds like you need to go sing karaoke with us sometime. I hate karaoke, but this sounds fun.
I love karaoke.
I've never done karaoke. I don't know if I would enjoy it.
I love karaoke because there's no expectation to be good.
I don't care for it because everyone's bad all the time.
I just don't think there would be many songs I would know on a karaoke machine.
They have Anything You Want, Josh.
Yeah, anything you've ever...
Literally heard. Anything you want. You
oh, I guess nowadays, yeah, they'd be hooked up to, like, internet services or whatever.
Speaking of which, songs, this movie just had to end with fucking Cheeseburger in Paradise, Jimmy Buffett.
Oh, I was waiting for it.
And you know what? That's probably why I haven't fucking seen this. I looked it up on a list that contains Jimmy Buffett songs, and I avoided it for that reason.
Sure.
Yeah. That one caught me off guard. He has a party. They eat at McDonald's for his 30th
Yeah, they
day
do
in
the
a
birthday
row.
party snacky
cake.
row. You see how much fun that kid was having? He's gonna love McDonald's growing up.
You know where you can have just as much fun? Like a park with homemade
Yeah.
food.
Cook at home with your friends.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Cook at home by yourself. Thaw those hot dogs under the sink.
Learn to actually cook because it's not that hard.
It's not. I
And
love
so much
cooking.
better for you.
I love cooking so much. And you may think you don't have the time, but like take your lunch break and whatever videos you're watching during that, watch a cooking video every once in a while and then try it. It's good.
Even every small step towards better decisions is good.
Yeah. So for dinner tonight, I got a burger.
Yeah, we all had.
I had pizza rolls because that was the trashiest thing I had.
I had curly fries and impossible chicken nuggets.
I gotta say, the burgers, they are the plant-based Gardein burgers. The real big ones, though, the real greasy ones.
Like the best one,
The
like the
best
world's
ones,
best.
yeah.
Yeah.
Those are pretty good.
Those are good.
They stink up the house when you cook
But they're
them. They're
good.
really good. We went trash. I like how we didn't even talk about this beforehand, but all three of us went really trashy with our decisions.
Yeah,
Of course
without
we
talking
did.
to each other. We
Of
all
course we
just did it
did.
independently.
Of course we did. I told Kat I was gonna take acid before I watched this. I was like, is tonight the night that I like break the fast food habit altogether? Because I really don't eat fast food ever, but I'll order some like local shit every once in a while.
Definitely
So many
cut
good local
back.
places.
I've
And so
definitely cut back since I've turned vegan, but they're trying to reel me back in.
oh, every place got it now. Kentucky Fried Chicken got
They
the human meat that they're serving as
do,
vegan, the Soylent
yeah.
Green.
The Soylent
Oh,
Green, for
spoilers,
sure.
sorry. I keep thinking we've watched that because we watch Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
I know that Soylent Green is people thing.
I thought you were
Ah,
saying spoilers to the fact that KFC Beyond Nuggets are people.
more like Spoilant Green. Yeah. So he gets better. It takes a month and a half for his blood work to come back to the regular. So
Takes like
longer.
6 days or 6 weeks,
Six weeks, motherfucker. He did this for 4 weeks. It takes that and another like half to come back to normal. That's how dangerous this was.
just for the blood sugar. I did some research on like the post
Yeah.
mortem of Smoothie. According to what I looked at, it took him 14 months to return to his normal weight.
Wow.
His
You were
girlfriend,
saying.
or sorry, his girlfriend at the time,
Yeah.
did that detox diet she was talking about in the movie, and it became the basis for her book,
Nice.
and
The
she
Great
left him.
American
Yeah, she
Detox
fucking left him. You could tell the entire movie she was gonna leave him because he's an idiot.
Diet.
I wonder how long it took, though. They didn't say when they broke up, just that they
Yeah,
did
that's hard to find on
eventually.
the IMDb is when did this
Yeah.
couple separate
You
in real
think
life?
she just like she's just like, okay, you fucking moron, I'll help you a little bit doing this detox diet, then I'm gone.
Yeah, I think it was over before. I don't know if she was fully down. She said she was at the beginning,
She
but
was a boy down. She's vegan.
she was a really good character in this. I liked her a lot. But it took him so long. And he made a second movie, right, Josh?
Did.
He's done a lot of food documentaries since then, but most important, this podcast, yes, he did a Super It's Me Too, Holy Chicken,
Oh,
which I
no.
won't talk about because I'm probably going to put it on a list eventually.
I want to watch that, and I want to watch the Big Mac guy, and I want to
My
watch the
God, I can't
other
believe that's a
movie, and
movie.
I want to watch the one about the other thing.
More documentaries about people ruining their lives.
I'm just doing the nephew from Caddyshack. I want
Yeah.
a hot dog, and I want a burger, and I
All
want a
right.
large Coke. Sorry, Josh forgets movies the day
The
after.
second that, yeah,
I try to.
literally like an hour after we talk about a movie,
Gone.
he doesn't know.
Congratulations, boys. We've reached the end of another list of all of our lists. We're done. We're done. We're making all new, brand new lists. We're coming
Oh
back fresh
yeah.
next week, hot off the presses. And I know we talked about this with Daniel. I'm kind of down to do a martial arts month. What do you think?
Is that what we're gonna do?
Is Reb Brown gonna be in any of the movies?
How the fuck do you know who Reb Brown is?
An influencer I used to follow regularly reviewed Reb Brown movies during Rebuary.
I know who you're talking about. I appreciated those videos at the time. He got canceled hard, right?
Yeah.
So. Spoonie.
Yeah. Oh, I wasn't even gonna mention him because he got canceled. I'm gonna edit him out. Well. No. Yeah. If you have some Reb Brown movies to bring during Martial Arts Month, that is so cool.
If that's what
I'm not
gonna
do martial arts. If you want to, though, go ahead.
What's that?
You guys don't want to do martial arts? Okay, then we can just watch some more Adam Sandler movies.
I mean.
You know,
surely you two martial arts movies to show me. I've been seeing Karate Kid.
Okay. We will fill the month with martial arts movies and we'll be back. We'll have brand new lists. Josh, I hear you're bringing some tasty ones. I can't wait to see what they are. If you want to hear about any of the other episodes we've mentioned tonight or listen to our other amazing podcasts, Amazeballs or What About Wrestling, you can find us on podcasts.com or the Apple Podcast app. You find us under Fap Check. Have you seen Amazeballs? What About Wrestling? You can find us on Facebook under Fap Check, on YouTube under Fap Check, and fapcheck@gmail.com. If you have any recommendations,
we didn't do recommends. We
yeah.
got any recommendations.
Oh, I'm just giving that info first, but then we can come back and do it. I think I got them all. Yeah.
Brr.
Sorry. This is like our first time seeing this, so. Justin and I go first. Justin, would you mind taking the wheel in the drive-thru of life?
You know, I didn't hate watching this. It was depressing. Very depressing. Made me angry. Made me sad. Which I think was the point. So, hasn't everybody seen this already? I guess if you haven't, sure, check it out. You
Based on the barometer of this show... No one has seen this movie. Yeah. Because you and I haven't seen this, and Josh has.
Sure.
So no yeah. one
no
has
one.
Clearly
seen
this is
this
a
movie.
Cult hit in
no
some corner of
No one's seen
the
this movie, yeah.
Like, 17 people in Malaysia have seen this movie, and that's it. Shout out Malaysia, we got some listeners there. Woo!
Woohoo!
Yeah, you think that's a recommend, Justin?
Yeah.
It evoked a lot of emotions, but that's, yeah. you know... That's what documentaries do a lot of the times. They show us a harsh reality. They turn the mirror on the viewer. They're like, what do you think about this? And a lot of times it makes us question ourselves. And that's cool. That's how we grow. It's uncomfortable. I really enjoyed watching this. I had read Fast Food Nation at the time, so I was like familiar with all the deceitful histories and practices. But to see somebody like be this dedicated and put themselves through this with the added like gory animations, the amazing music score, and just like the definitive proof that we mentioned it in the Bieber episode, the first one. No, Justin, no Nuggies. They are the poison of the masses. And this movie definitively proved it.
Yeah,
I
yeah,
highly recommend it. It should probably, if there's not a better one made since, it should be shown in middle school.
Yeah, maybe Josh. Take out the parts with Jared.
Oh shit! Yeah, take out the parts with Jared. Oh, I blocked it out already. and take out the finger up the butt. But everything else, yeah. kids are ready to see. They can see a surgery.
There's got to be better ones by now that's sure. not so condescending and fat-shamey. And...
Oh, you're right. You're right. YouTube being a thing has definitely made better ones. And I'll make a point of looking up some during the week that I bring back next week. Josh, having seen this, I assume, twice?
Twice.
You see it in theaters the first time? What's your history? We didn't get
no.
that.
I saw this the first time recently, like within the last like 3 or 4 years, I think. I just decided to watch it one day. I saw it was free on YouTube. I was like, oh, that's something I've been seeing. It's probably going to be interesting. So just on
a
whim.
Hard to believe that you watch movies on whims.
I don't often. I must have been particularly bored that day. you know, its message still rings true today. But like you said, Austin, and I would like to think that there is probably a more recent, or type of documentary that talks about, you know, where we stand now.
Sure.
And if that document exists, I would probably recommend that one. I don't would recommend this one purely because it's dated. You know, this movie's from 2004. We're in 2022. Oh, there's got something else. If there's not, then go ahead and watch this movie.
That's sure. what I'm saying. If Big Soda and fucking Big Burger have got to the people so much and paid so much that there's not another movie like this to come out in theaters and reach this many people, we're in trouble. It's bad because it is dated. A lot of things in this are bad.
Surely there's been something new. Like maybe Super Size Me 2 gets into it. Sure. That was like 2000. Sure.
And honestly, I'm excited to watch it. This was a time capsule to me. It was the time I was like, I just graduated. So seeing like 2000, just the gray bleakness of 2003 and 2004. And like 9/11 had just happened. Everybody was super nationalist and pro corporation if they thought they were based in America or whatever. Like this took me back. The attitude everybody has. Like, we're fucking adults. We can do whatever we want.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people are still like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's
all these issues are still issues today.
It's always good to be open to new information, right?
Yeah. You should.
So, two recommends and a soft recommend. That's
oh wait, I had some questions.
That comes with fries, double, and cheese. Would you like bacon for 69 cents more?
Yeah, I had some questions though.
What?
Just real quick.
Yeah, go for it.
Let's go over some numbers before I do the questions.
Okay.
This movie, estimated budget, $65,000.
Okay, so you got the cameras, all
the money
McDonald's,
he spent on the food,
the taxi. Okay, editing. Sure. That is a cheap ass movie to be released in theaters.
Gross worldwide, $20,645,757.
I would love if he comes back in the next movie and he's just big as fuck. He's like,
he's super fat.
Money. And I dumped that vegan girl, and I just been eating everything, and here's my number two movie. And there's, like, special effects and lens flare, and
it's
like,
just, like,
Michael
the complete
Bay.
Opposite.
Yeah.
It's the complete opposite. We're talking about how fucking awesome it is.
Sponsored
all this
by
food.
McDonald's, KFC, Pizza Hut. <Hawaiian. laughs>
Would
apple
you?
Bottom cheese. Oh,
would you? Would you? Do what he did for that money.
For how much?
20 million. I mean, I know he didn't make all of that, but you got to imagine he made some good money making this movie.
I would like to consult a doctor beforehand.
Of course, you would have to.
I don't know that I'm in as good of a shape as they were when they did this movie.
You would literally do what he did. Everything.
For some amount of millions?
For what he got. I don't know exactly how much of that $20 million he got, but you got to imagine, you know, being the director, the writer, the producer.
That's a huge blow to your personal health.
I know. That's why it's a good question.
I am in pretty good health.
I'd consider it, and if I did
it,
I would not go crazy like he didn't order, like, you know, double quarter pounders for every meal.
That's a good point.
You know, mm-hmm. I think if I watched what I ate, it wouldn't be as bad.
According to, like, the rules and stipulations he went by, yeah. I think you could sneak by.
Yeah, he could have ordered better.
I think you could order better. But also, that's a huge risk to take to your health. Like, even in as good a shape as you think you're in, or as I think I'm in, like they said, this amount of damage to the body can bring out underlying health conditions that would never be apparent otherwise.
Well, and who knows how hardcore he went on his recovery diet, right?
I don't think he went that,
like,
hardcore.
It must
at
have
all.
Been, you know.
Yeah,
so?
I don't imagine it was all that hardcore. I mean, some people would think that it's hardcore, but
there are cleanses probably out there that don't let you drink more than, like, cayenne, lemon, and
yeah, it wasn't that. It wasn't
week.
That. No. He was just eating. He
better.
Was just eating a whole
eating
plant. He was just eating a whole plant. A whole plant-based a whole food plant-based diet.
Raw organic, probably a
Yeah,
bunch of. I
yeah.
thought it was odd there was like 5 to 6 cups of juice per day. It's like, nah, that's a lot of sugar. He needs to kind of cut that down. That was like top of her list for the recovery diet. And it's like, oh, I don't, might help with his headaches. He's definitely going to have for the first week.
Ooh, yeah. He, yeah,
That's what
that
I want
first
to
week would have
see.
been hard.
Oh my God, that's what I want to see is like him in a room just banging on the walls, being like,
Just
my head, I need a
the direct
McFrosty.
sequel to this movie is
Is his
like Kill Bill.
recovery?
It's Kill Bill Volume 1 and 2 of documentaries.
It's a madhouse of him going on a binge.
There's like a scene where he breaks out and raids a fucking McDonald's.
McDonald's Natural Born Killers goes on a spree. I hear in California they still put pineapple on the burgers, hun. There's no one else in the car. He's just talking to himself. All right, that's been Super Size Me from 2004. Thank you, Josh, for bringing that to the table. That was a fun watch.
Problem.
We will be back next week, like I said, with a fresh new list. Until then, I'm Austin.
I'm Josh.
And I'm Justin.